Now, as you drive home tonight, you might wonder why the Story Bridge is lit up red. Well, today marks St. John's Day. The charity is celebrating 138 years of service to our state. St. John's Ambulance Queensland are thanking everyone for their good deeds as they launch a new volunteer campaign in this COVID rebuilding period. Now, join me on line now is retired Major General Stephen Porter, AO. He's the current CEO of St. John's Ambulance in Queensland. Stephen, thanks for being on the show this afternoon.
Great to be with you this afternoon, or this evening indeed.
That's getting, these days are still getting very short still. It's getting dark very early at the moment, Stephen. Indeed it does. Tell me about the work that St. John's does.
So, Scott, St. John, a charity delivering humanitarian services to the people of Queensland, 138 years old today. And we've got a number of different things. We have community services where we provide transport to those people who might feel socially isolated, especially in this time of COVID, where they can go out and go to medical appointments and we take them and transport them. They can see their friends and their family, or, you know, they can be part of a social outing. We have our community visitors scheme where our volunteers go to aged homes, indeed meet people in their own home. And that tries to develop relationships and break down this isolation. And we also do community calls where we, in this time of COVID, where we put people by phone in contact with each other so that we beat this isolation and we build volunteers and the people in the community. And that's what St. John has been doing, you know, for the whole 138 years. It's about this building in the community and delivering our services.
Look, I'm talking to Stephen Porter, who's the current CEO of the St. John's Ambulance Queensland. Stephen, a lot of organisations, charities and other organisations have really struggled during COVID because of all the pressures put on them, on their services, but also some of the restrictions as well. How have you been able to deal with that?
In our own way, we have put in place, as everyone has done, procedures to safeguard our people and the people that we are serving. And we've tried to keep our services going as best as we can, given the restrictions. It has been difficult. The other thing we have found is that our volunteers we've lost volunteers because we haven't been able to perform the services, and our volunteers also are concerned in this COVID world. In our health and medical services environment, which is the traditional St. John's Ambulance people going to events and going to local charity or local school events up to major events like Anzac Day and ECCA, those events haven't been running. So our volunteers have struggled a little bit with the work, as everyone has.
Now, for more information on how you can help support St. John's Ambulance Service, here is the website, www.stjohnsqueensland.com.au, or you can phone 1300 785 646. Stephen Porter, great to have you on the show today.
Great to be with you, Scott. Thank you very much.
And as you drive home tonight and you look at the Story Bridge, all lit up red, just think about it, is the 138th year of service to our state by the St. John's Ambulance Service. So that is a great charity there, St. John's Day today.